What if everything we've been taught about love being exclusive is simply one option among many? Dedeker Winston's journey into polyamory began with confusion and self-doubt. Despite being raised on Disney movies and religious teachings glorifying monogamy, she repeatedly developed feelings for others while in committed relationships. She cycled through serial monogamy, believing something was fundamentally wrong with her, until discovering ethical non-monogamy. People could love multiple partners in healthy, stable ways. Polyamory, meaning many loves, emphasizes honesty, consent, and emotional connection with multiple partners simultaneously. It's not Mormon polygamy, not primarily about kinky sex, not casual dating, and definitely not cheating. The key difference between non-monogamy and infidelity is consent. Perhaps most fundamentally, polyamory challenges the notion that finding the one eliminates desire for others, or that love is a limited resource that must be carefully rationed. Love is infinite. What's finite is time and energy. Our assumptions about relationships are deeply influenced by selective historical narratives presenting monogamy as humanity's natural state. Yet, looking at our closest primate relatives reveals interesting patterns. Neither chimpanzees nor bonobos practice lifelong monogamy. Early humans likely lived in small nomadic tribes practicing fierce egalitarianism with communal childcare and resource sharing, reducing the necessity for exclusive partnerships. The agricultural revolution fundamentally transformed human relationships by introducing concepts of private property and inheritance. Men needed to ensure resources would pass to biological offspring, making female monogamy essential in the absence of paternity testing. Throughout history, however, alternatives to monogamy have persisted. Native American tribes practiced various forms of non-monogamy before European colonization. The Oneida community, founded in 1848, practiced complex marriage, where all 300 members were considered married to each other. The modern polyamory movement emerged from the sexual revolutions of the 1960s and 70s, with the term polyamorous coined in 1990, perfectly coinciding with the early internet's ability to connect previously isolated non-monogamous communities. While communicate has become polyamory's unofficial motto, self-awareness forms the essential foundation for successful non-monogamous relationships. The ancient Greek principle gnothiseiaton, know thyself, proves vital when exploring alternative relationships, extending beyond surface understanding to emotional patterns, triggers, and core beliefs about love. Winston identifies two communication styles, spewers, who immediately express emotions, and chewers, who process internally before speaking. These styles can coexist harmoniously with mutual understanding. Chewers need processing time, while spewers need safe spaces to vent without judgment. Examining your relationship with sexuality means breaking free from paradigms that frame sex as wrong. Being sex positive doesn't require sexual activity, but rather knowing your boundaries and approaching sexuality with open-mindedness. Perhaps most challenging is confronting fears and insecurities, as fear of being alone often manifests as jealousy and possessiveness, attitudes that ironically drive partners away. Polyamory requires developing specific relationship skills. True commitment means dedicating yourself to being your best self and caring responsibly for partners, not running away during discomfort, communicating vulnerably, and maintaining fidelity to agreements despite non-exclusivity. Effective communication involves expressing feelings honestly rather than saying, "I'm fine" when upset, owning your emotions instead of blaming others, and avoiding serious conversations when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Halt. Multiple relationships require both excellent scheduling skills and flexibility when plans change. Self-efficacy, the blend of confidence, self-esteem, and resilience, proves essential for successful non-monogamy. "Don't you get jealous?" is the question non-monogamous people hear most frequently. Society often misconstrues jealousy as evidence of love. The boyfriend who criticizes short dresses is protecting his girlfriend. The wife stalking her husband's female friends is just showing how much she cares. This cultural narrative reinforces possessiveness as devotion. To navigate non-monogamy, recognize jealousy as natural while understanding its complex origins. Winston identifies four primary triggers: comparisons, attaching negative meaning to differences between yourself and others; competition, viewing love as a limited resource; fear of abandonment or replacement; and loss of control, recognizing partners can leave. When jealousy strikes, people typically resort to three ineffective approaches: controlling information, controlling their partner, or controlling the relationship structure. Instead, treat jealousy as a call to action, an X-ray revealing what needs healing. Transforming jealousy might involve sitting quietly with its physical sensations, changing your emotional frequency through activities that lift your mood, writing out your fears alongside evidence for why they won't materialize, giving love rather than seeking it, or talking about your insights with partners. Remember that jealousy often masks deeper emotions, like insecurity, grief, or fear of abandonment. Regular check-ins with yourself about these underlying feelings can help prevent jealousy from becoming overwhelming. Unlike monogamy's clear cultural script, non-monogamy requires intentional relationship structures. Common polyamorous configurations include Vs, one person with two unconnected partners; triads, three people all romantically involved; quads, four people in various arrangements; solo polyamory, maintaining autonomy while having multiple relationships; and relationship anarchy, avoiding distinctions between relationship types. When structuring relationships, distinguish between rules, boundaries, and agreements. Rules are imposed on others with consequences when broken. Boundaries are personal limits you set and enforce yourself. Agreements are mutually consented commitments. Healthy polyamorous relationships can exist without rules. Problematic practices include don't ask, don't tell policies that hinder communication, veto power over partners' relationships, and activity restrictions with other partners, all typically stemming from insecurity. Instead, establish clear personal boundaries that reflect your values. While birth family isn't chosen, we do choose our tribe, our support network, or polycule. Building this intentional family requires patience and cultivating relationships aligned with your values. When dating is polyamorous, bring transparency about your relationship style, authenticity about who you are, and flexibility to connect with people who might not perfectly match your initial criteria. Be cautious of cowboys who try to lasso you into monogamy by misinterpreting your polyamory as temporary. For newcomers, local meetup groups provide valuable support beyond dating opportunities. Having good relationships with metamors, partners' other partners, doesn't require best friendship, just basic connection and mutual respect. The polyamory movement isn't about revolution or replacing monogamy. It's about evolution, expanding possibilities so each person can meet their romantic and sexual needs in ways uniquely suited to them. This growing acceptance creates space for diverse relationship formats to coexist, establishing the foundation of relationship freedom, having genuine choice. In a world obsessed with finding the one, polyamory reminds us that human connection is boundless. By challenging our assumptions about jealousy, commitment, and love itself, ethical non-monogamy offers a radical proposition. What if we could love without limits? What if we could build relationships based on honesty rather than possession? Perhaps the greatest gift of polyamory isn't the freedom to love many, but the opportunity to love more authentically, to create relationships that reflect our truest selves rather than societal expectations. The journey may be challenging, but for those who embrace it, the reward is a life of extraordinary connection, growth, and love that expands rather than constrains.